Oba mi oba nla eyin ma lolo go julo o yigi 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 yo
microphone. They don't understand me. Mom, full-time armed robbery, full-time. from the age of 15, in fact, earlier than that, I think it became official at 15. At 15, I would travel from Kaduna to Ninth Mile. You know where Ninth Mile is? In Enugu State. We would block the highway from 10 o'clock till morning, robbing from one bus to another bus. Eshe to bagbe mi o le la mi mo lo Yesu ti la e mo lo o le la mi mo lo Eshe to bagbe mi o lo why I brought up that story. Somebody's looking at me right now and he's saying, I'm not sure God will forgive me. That's why I came for you today. It doesn't matter where you have been, it's going to change your story. I don't understand that. Amen. It's going to change your story. Is going to change your story. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Then somebody will encounter divinity in this service today. Oh, come on, come on, come on. You will encounter Elohim in this service today. Mom, he can change anybody. Can change anybody. You know, I was discussing with one of my big brothers, Brother Bucci, the other day. And, you know, both of us used to belong to different fraternities. And there are so many of us God had taken gone from our hands and put the microphone. Bro Bucci and his dear wife, today is their 29th anniversary in their marriage. The reggae gospel star. Listen to me. The other side is not where you want to be. You know, Mom just preached my message when she was talking about that beloved sister. She said God will settle her early. That our Lord will settle her early. Listen. It doesn't matter where you are right now. He will change your story. Okay. Do they answer amen? No, in this part of the world. Okay. Okay. Is it the atmosphere? I said he will change your story here. It doesn't matter where you're coming from. You know that sister sharing her testimony. She said, you know, you get to that point where, sis, don't be humble about it. If you know where you're coming from, there are places you don't want to belong. There are places you don't. Bro, you've suffered enough. Why? On campus, you were begging to eat. You see, Gary to smoke was a miracle. And now you are done with school. Don't be humble about it. There are some jobs that. So when you sound like people like me can't work here, it sounds like. If you know where you're coming from. You certainly know where you're going to. Don't be humble about it. He's not going to bring me from nowhere and take me to nowhere. He's bringing me from nowhere and he's taking me somewhere. Is somebody listening to me? Before I share with us today, can we pray? You like to pray? Mom, these people don't understand. Every time the microphone enters my hands, I imagine too many things. Mom, I'm alive because mercy says no. Mercy. Bring it down. I was the 27th El Capone of the Black Axe Brothers in Kaduna. And when Jehovah brought me out from amongst them, they needed their covenant materials back. Every El Capone received 3 major items for your coronation. The skull that was almost 200 years old has been passed from one set to another set. They tell us it's 200 years old, but I was the 27th El Capone. So how comes the skull is 200 years old? Devil has no truth in his mouth. If I am the 27th El Capone, meaning I was the 27th leader, so how come this call for the office of El Capone is 200 years old? Then the ring and the magic wand, those 3 items was to be handed over to the next El Capone. But when Jehovah brought me out, excuse me, he won't bring you out and leave that bridge standing. He brings the bridge down from behind you. See, there is nothing you remember behind. So when I gave my life to Jesus, I presented the items in Assemblies of God, Abakwa Kaduna, to be burnt. And they began to look for me. Now that the original skull was not available, they needed my own. See, you looking at me, they can't take what they have never given. I don't care how many demons from your father's house against you, they can't take what they didn't give. They didn't give you life. Why? Who says they can take it? Mom, we serve. You know, the choir sang in the praise team sang the last song. I woke up singing that song today. There is none like him. They wanted their items back. Hey. You know, there is this argument going on. They say what God cannot do does not exist. And some preachers are arguing it everywhere. Bro, what God cannot do does not live in this side of the world. Does not exist here, does not exist there, cannot exist anywhere. With God, all things are. Mom, they came after me. They wanted the items back. And they pursued me. I don't know why I'm telling this story. There must be somebody God wants to use this story to change. I don't know. Bro, they pursued me into the market called Kaswa. Kaswa means market. There was this central market in Kaduna. And I was running from them. So I ran into one shop, Mom. Ran into one shop. Bad news. The shop had no window. The shop had concrete. You know these shops they build? No, it's not wood. Concrete, no window. There were bags of beans, bags of rice, bags of corn. So, and I wanted to run out of the room. And as I showed my face, look at them here. So I went back into the shop and sat down. I would not forget that half bag of beans. And I sat on top of it, praying my last prayer. Look at me. With God, you have no last prayer to pray. They won't take your head. This your head. You can't miss it on the way. They say, accident killed. Not people like you. Say it. My second son makes bold to say. He looks at one young girl the other day and told the girl, I'm the strong prince of my father's house. Even the devil knows it. He's 7 years old. So look to your neighbor. Say, neighbor, people like me can die. You see, some of you are saying it, you don't even believe. Look to another neighbor with an audacity. Say, neighbor, people like me, we know they die like that. Look at me. Before I let you sit down, and I sat down there, and I was saying, Lord, well, I left them and I belong to you. Just receive me. Receive me, Lord. I was sitting up. So I heard their voices. How many of you understand how I hear? And as they entered, Nang Yeshiga, Nang Yeshiga, they were saying, this was where we saw him enter. It was here he entered. Me, I was sitting. And they entered the shop, vandalized the beans, the gari. I don't know if they were looking for me inside the bags of, I don't know. I can't explain. But I know by the time I opened my eyes, gari was scattered. I mean, beans, not gari. There was no gari there. Beans was scattered. Corn, rice, they were scattered. Pieces butchered by, you know the one we call the parandamis. How come there's no Hausa man? Is it? Parandami is that knife that this long curve, if we put it to your head, we bring down, your head goes the other way, your body comes this way. That's the one they call parandami. And so it was the owner of the shop who said, she spoke in Hausa, that I should carry my witchcraft out of her shop. That's how I opened my eyes. And I sang a song, my servant, one of my brother in Abuja, been singing together for a while. Longer the days when my life was a misery. Without you, had I known what's my name? Oh, until I met you, you changed my life. My life will never be the same again. Oh, your mama is a mo. 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 Yeah. Satan has nothing good to give to you. You know, mom, when we go for armed robbery and there will be danger, I disappear from Enugu and appear in Mama Nuku's house in Kaduna. So we all thought Satan had, but that day, the one who sits in heaven and the earth is his footstool, prove that he is God. Everything you see is counterfeit. Jesus is original. Mom, yesterday I saw something and I cried all night. I couldn't pray for this meeting anymore. a preacher that was raised by Assemblies of God, went to Assemblies of God Bible school. His father, it was Assemblies of God money they used in raising him from birth till adulthood in the city of Uyo. He had preached that is wrong. We didn't argue. He had preached baptism is wrong. We didn't argue. He had preached communion is wrong. We did not argue. But hey, he has preached one message that all of us will stand to our feet. That is wrong to pray in the name of Jesus. And he said it. And he will show you scriptural basis. The Bible says a time will come. They will come in sheep clothing, but they are wolves. I know I am on the internet. I make bold to announce, Abel Tamina, you are wrong. You are wrong. Sir. Mom. How many of you brought your Bibles to church? Let me see. Lift Bible. I didn't say lift up your phone. Bible. Mom, soon, the companies that print the Bible will be out of circulation. You know why? Our Bibles are on the phones. So you think they are making it easier for you? They are plotting grandly how to stop the circulation of the Word of God. They are doing everything possible. I mean, when was the last time you read a book from big chapter 1 to the end? Look at me. A book. Because you can see them on Amazon. It's cheaper there. Satan is doing everything possible to silence the body of Christ. He will not win. Not while we are still here. Not while we are still here. Not while we are still here. The Bible says the name of Jesus is a strong tower, and the righteous running into it, and they are saved. How dare you? He said, because you are a God in the same class of God, so you cannot pray in the name of Jesus. When the scripture is clear that the name of Jesus is a strong tower and the righteous will run to it, safety is guaranteed. And when they say them mockingly, you can't pray in the most powerful name of Jesus. You can't pray in the most victorious name of Jesus. Excuse me, I don't care how you say it. The name is the name. The name changes man. The name, it brings. I don't care where you have been. Your deliverance is sure. Mom, I've just been crying. We have seen other things, but this one wouldn't let me sit down. No. See, hello. The name of Jesus is the only name. Is the difference between Christianity and Buddhism and Islam and other religions. And Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is a person. How dare you? The only thing we have, he has touched the wrong one. I have never talked. I respect him. I know his father. I sat with his father in December last year or 2 years ago in Saminaka, in Kaduna State. No, this one, we won't be silent about it. The name is the only thing we have. No. Any other, if you have a wrong opinion here, it's okay. But the name is the only thing we have, Mom. The name of Jesus is the only thing we have as the body of Christ. You can't tell me it's wrong to pray in the name of Jesus. Don't say it. How dare you? How dare you? Hey, how many of you are aware that we are in an apostolic era. How many of you are aware? In 2015, Elohim began to raise some apostles. Some apostles, dangerous, dangerous young men. He began to raise them. Oh, goodness me. Hear me. Hear me. We are in an age where Christianity will be preserved one more time. Sit down. Sit down. Mom, am I forgiven? Am I forgiven? You want to leave me? Mom, am I forgiven? It's been so painful. Anything that will water down this Christianity should not be condoled. Mom, I came from cultism into the body of Christ, so I can't imagine. I hear people use crayfish. They use alligator pepper. They use chicken. They use goat in the name of Jesus in church. Then what's the use of the blood of Jesus? Huh? The one man, the one entity, the one personality that makes us who we are cannot be overemphasized, cannot be played down under the carpet. We can't sweep Jesus under anywhere. Say any other thing, we'll keep quiet. Don't touch Jesus. It's the only thing we have. That's why I came here. That's why I left all and came. Bro, would there be any other reason? But why are you here? Sir, why did you come? Okay, if they had said this is a shrine on that signboard, would you, Chapel of Satan, would you enter? Why are you looking at me like that? There are chapels of Satans everywhere. Church of Satan, also known as Chapel of Satan. They are everywhere. They are here in Calabar, very close. They are planning to open one in Oyo. If you saw it, would you have entered? You are not talking now. Some of you will enter just to see what is happening. Me, I will enter. Just to see what is going on there. But it doesn't mean that I'll follow them. You came here because of... Talk to me. You're not talking. Jesus. You're not saying it. Jesus. Missionaries like us from the north are not afraid to call on Jesus. We have come face to face with Boko Haram. We have come face to face with the Sharia law. We have come face to face with several other things. Mom, what would you show us in Akwa Ibom that is strong enough? Mention. Where I grew up from, when they shout Allah Akbar, it means carry cutlass. This arnes should not survive. You know what arnes are? Infidels. These infidels should not be alive. They are not, infidels mean they are trying to let you know you are not worthy to be alive. So can you shout that name better? That lecturer is smoking in your face. He's trying to make you understand that you are nothing. As far as he's concerned, he and Satan are better than you. And yet you are hiding your Christianity. This is not that age. Can I preach now? I think I was too angry. I was too angry. Hey guys, don't stay far. Don't stay far, but stay close. You can. You can, but don't stay far. Mom, I'm sorry if I got too angry. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. You don't prepare in the battlefield. You don't prepare in the battlefield. Do you know that? You prepare at home before you go to the battlefield. How many of you believe that? Can you imagine the soldier that arrived the battlefield only to try to learn how to cock his gun and shoot? What is his name? I was expecting you to say that. Look at him in front of the battlefield. Look at him. Enemy troops are coming. And you are finally learning how to load bullets. And where? Not in the battlefield. Some of you are in your training centers now, maximizing well. Some of you, the Lord is preparing you, is aiding you. He wakes you up in the night and says, pray for 10 hours, pray for 1 hour, pray for 2 hours, pray for 3 hours. The Lord is preparing, is training your fingers to war in the brother, we are in a battle. We're in a battle. Sisters in the choir, can I talk to you? While the choir was singing, I was wondering, is he exam phobia or are you naturally like that? Sisters, brothers, wave. Give another brother sitting next to you a high five. Say you've been tried, Jare. Brothers were dancing. The sisters were. I was wondering, okay, is it a brother's day? Hello? The exam will still happen. Are you here? Whether you think about it or not, it will still. You fail or pass, exam will still hold. But can you please look at your neighbors, say, people like me? We don't know how to fail. Look to another and say, neighbor, people like me, we know sabi fail. Failure is not in my DNA. As a title this morning, as I run this next 30 minutes, my title this morning is a prayer. Lift up your right hand and say, Lord, show me mercy. For I am late. Show me mercy. For I am late. Show me mercy. Philippians 3 verse 13 and 14. Brethren, I count myself not to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting what? You see how long it's taking you to open the Bible? I've finished reading, you are still trying to open. Because it's been a long time you open. If you do it again, I'll tell them to pause this thing. I need you to see it. It's in your Bible. Forgetting what things? Those things that are where? Behind. What do? I press towards what? The mark of what? A higher calling of God in Christ Jesus. Joel chapter 2, verse 25. I'll be reading from the Message translation. He said, He will make up for the years of locusts, the locusts of devastation, the locusts of salvage, the locusts deadly, the locusts fiends, locusts of doom, that great locust that I have sent. I also read the amplified version of that same Joel chapter 2 and verse 25. He said, I will compensate you. You understand this one better, B? The Message Bible was a little bit complicated for you. Is that amplified? He said, I will compensate you for when? For the years. The years that the swarming locusts have eaten, the years that the creeping locusts have eaten, the stripping locusts, the gnashing locusts, the great army. He said he will do what? Genesis 24 verse 12. He said, and he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray you when? When? Today. Is somebody praying today? That what? You will give me what? The one you are reading says good success. Is that the one there? My own said good speed. Good speed. He said, and show loving kindness. Show faithfulness to my master Abraham. Then let me read the last scripture mommy quoted and she didn't open it. Psalms 90 verse 14. Oh! Satisfy us when? Somebody's not talking to me. When should he satisfy us? How? When? How? With your loving kindness. Now, before we grow, is that amplified? No, bring me amplified. Before we do what? Did you see that? When should he satisfy us? When? Can I have prayer backups? Lift up your hands. Can I have a few people to pray with me? Lift up your hand, rise to your feet. Say with me, Lord, show me mercy. Give me good speed. I have lost so much. Help me. Show me good speed. I am not seeing you pray. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Lord, show me mercy.
Amen.
Can I hear your amen like thunder?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hello. Look at me. Mom, we have nothing against our brother. We have nothing against him. I need to correct that impression. We don't hate our brother Abel Damina. He's our brother. His father laid hands on me in Saminaka. I went to Bible school in Saminaka. His father retired in Assemblies of God. We have nothing against him. But we have something against what Satan is doing. So don't misunderstand me. Hello? I'm on the internet. I still go to his house. When we go, we sit down and talk Hausa. We don't speak English when I go there. Nothing against him. When we meet, we greet. But we have something against what Satan is doing. Mommy, what is grace? Unmerited favor. My interpretation for grace, for me, grace is the struggle-free zone. Hello? Some of you are still struggling with sin. You know why? There's no grace in your life. When grace comes, you will see, you will sleep in the same room with that girl that is not your sister and not remember that there is chemistry working in your body. That sister's testimony. You were not listening to her. You were not listening. You were just looking for where, which one she will say. Maybe she will donate her first allowance to Chapel of Praise so you can clap well. You are not listening to her. You cannot serve God and kneel down before men. Can I give you an assignment? Can I give you an assignment? You want to know that you serve a living, powerful God. Try it for 1 month. Live your prayer life accurate. I hear people say, I've heard preachers who say, it's not true. That's the argument. When we say, I'm joining my brother Jerry Eze to say what God cannot do. It does not exist. It's not available anywhere. Pray. Study your Bible. Live right. Live what? If God does not provide for you, come and collect. Don't tear your own. Come and collect this my own. This my own is the Prayer and Deliverance Bible by Daniel Odukoya. Come and collect this my own and tear it. I I said, try it for only 1 month. You've been calling uncles. They are not picking your call. Daddy is saying no money. They have not paid us for 4 months. I say, live right. Pray. And study your Bible 1 month. If God does not show up, come and take this one. I'm putting my life on the line. Not Jesus. Come and take this, my Bible, and tear it. Mommy, we have tried it. It has worked. Some of you preachers here, who preach that nobody is without sin? It's not true. Some of us can't remember what sin looks like. You think it's by your might? You think it's by power? When grace comes, you will not remember how to tell lies. You will not remember how to see a girl and say, fine girl. Oh, look at her back. You will see them like woods. You will see men like trees. They say that girl has made every brother in chapel to fall. Not you. Am I saying there are no agents of darkness? They are everywhere, even in your father's compound. Mama, a man of God, a prayer general, a mighty man of valor. The Bible says when John prayed, his knee was as hard as the kneecap of a horse. The Bible says that he prayed, that where he was praying, his knee dig ground 1 foot long. Man of God, one girl danced what I call a wicked dance. They put a prophet's head in the tray. We're begging you to pray. Darius' stepdaughter, mommy, came to dance for stepdaddy's birthday. And the father said, what do you want? I'll give you anything. She went to mommy. Mommy said, ask for the head of John the Baptist. I want you to pray now. Brothers, can we pray this prayer? Any sister that likes pray should also pray that any brother dancing a wicked dance, they will not see me. Amen. Hear me. Stop their dance. Father, stop their dance. They are dancing for me to fail. Oh, yo. They are dancing. Stop their dance. In Jesus. Amen. There's a scripture. It says they have blown the pipe and we did not dance to their music. Father, scatter their mouth. Who is blowing the pipe? Who is singing the song? And they are dancing. You go to class, they are dancing. You go to bus stop to climb Okada, they are dancing. You have been reading since morning. You just want to buy Buffalo Puff and one bottle of Coke and calm down. They are dancing. They even come naked to church now. They are dancing. Scatter their pipe. Stop their dance. Hello? Man of God. They put the head of John the Baptist in the tray and they brought for them. For what? Nothing. People who want you to fail. No reason. People who say you will not succeed, no reason. You have not offended them. They have not offended you. No problem between you and them. But they cannot stand you to succeed. Say with me, Father, stop their dance. Scatter their mouth. Scatter
clap your instrument. Clap your hands and pray.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Are you still there? Hello? I'm not saying that the enemies are only women. Sisters, have you not seen brothers dancing? You have not seen them on campus. You have not eaten since morning. One anum pam. Why are you looking at me like that now? One anumano. Class a C-class Mercedes Benz. Is C-class Mercedes? Eh? Why are you looking at me like that now? Hello, fine Christian girl. They are mocking your Christianity. Can I buy you lunch in Kilimanjaro? See, where is this place? Akbaden. See where Kilimanjaro is. They are dancing to scatter your destiny. Some of them don't sleep with the girls, so just eat the food, collect 100,000. They come and drop a mad girl. You have not seen it since you came to campus. One girl was in class last week. This week, she don't call up. You know they decide. You never reach here. Jehovah is here. I have seen many in Unuyo. I've seen many in Unical. You think that thing they show on Facebook, how one girl is removing attachment and tearing cloth, you think it is movie? It is one Yahoo boy that carried her yesterday. Today brought back a mad girl. They are dancing to scatter your education. Mom, fine girl, virgin from father's house. 1 year only on campus. You have done the first abortion, waiting for the second one. They are dancing to scatter your life. One stupid boy, he's still speaking in tongues. Hello? Do you know there are Yahoo boys in church? Maybe not in chapel or priest. Eh? They come to church, they would dress very responsible. Very nice. Mom, one of my daughters once upon a time brought me a young man to pray for him for the next business. So as I was praying, I asked the young man, this prayer I'm praying for you to do this, strike this last deal, would you bring the tithe to church? He said, yes. I said, you mean you will collect money from Satan? Then bring the tithe to church. He was looking at me. Then I said, close your eyes. Father, as he goes out for this business, may he not return with his two legs together. He opened his eyes. May he be arrested and jailed for all the white ladies he has scammed in the past 8 years. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. I was the one who answered the amen. He says, sir, you want to do your last deal so you can buy instrument for the Lord. More than 100 million naira. And you came for me to pray for you. Some of you don't know my father in the Lord. His name is Dr. Silvanus Okafia. We don't use Satan's money to run church. If you pay heavy tithe, we call you to ask how. The money we cannot explain, we know they spend them. I was raised well. They are in church too. Finally, I want you to pray that. Sisters, do you understand that prayer now? Any bro who pray and everywhere is shaking, who wants to scatter my destiny? Hello? Look at your neighbor. Hello? This is serious. Because this prayer will affect some of your neighbors. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, if you are the one they have sent to destroy me, repent now. Because the prayer I want to pray now, even if it is my father, Jehovah will pull them down. Stop their dance. Scatter their pipe. Stop their dance. Scatter their pipe. Stop their dance. In Jesus.
He has only been talking about men. Esther was a teenage girl when he was replaced. I mean, when she was used to replace the queen Vashti. Esther, a young girl, conquered the entire Median, Persian, and Babylonian kingdom. 120 provinces under Esther alone. I pray for you today that even when you are a stranger in a place, God will use you to conquer nations. I say God will favor you. David was anointed king as a teenager of 17 years old, and at 17 he brought down Goliath. Daniel at 13, he vowed in his heart not to be polluted or to be defiled. Brothers and sisters, you can keep pure. Don't let anybody deceive you that nobody is a virgin anymore. Nobody is holy anymore. It's a lie from the pit of hell. It's a lie from the pit of hell. There are people who have not known sin for the past 10 years. There are people for 20-something years cannot remember what sin tastes like. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were young people when they affected and impacted the entire Babylonian kingdom. Are you a youth? He will use you. Oh, somebody didn't hear me. I said, he will use you. Ruth was a girl when God settled her matter. Sir, ma, Jesus was barely 30 years old when he finished his entire assignment on the face of the earth. At 33, he has conquered the whole world and returned to the Father. Look at your neighbor, ask your neighbor, how old are you? How old are you? How old are you? In our contemporary world, in the days of our father, General Yakubu Gawan became head of state at 29. Let me leave that side. It's too far. I have plenty names. In the ancient time, there was a man, Thomas Singari of Burkina Faso. He was a youth when he became general in the army and became head of state of Burkina. Let me leave that one. I'm going to mention 10 names. And those 10 names, you will say, none of them are engineers, medical doctors, lawyers. It's my field. So I do research in my own field. So go and look for research in your own field. There are young people in our present day and age. that Jehovah had raised. There is a prayer machine raised from the forest of Makodi. His name is Edu Udechukwu Apostle. A man that prayed. He prayed until men began to pray in a certain way. He prayed until his prayer lifestyle began to impact younger people. You see, people will stand on the wall like this for 10 hours. One man. Excuse me, sir. Apostle Edu Udechukwu is not only an apostle in the prayer line. It was said the last time I checked that his net worth, he was valued in physical cash, $10 million. God has settled men in our day and time. Your case cannot be different. They are not Yahoo boys. They don't steal. They don't tell lies to collect offering. Number two, evangelist Lawrence Oyo. Many of you know him. You know, every time I see Lawrence Oyo, you know my regret? Some 20-something years ago, I was traveling with some of my... We went for evangelism. We're traveling. We're coming back from to Kaduna, from the east. We're going back to the north. And I was doing some chanting, very local in the ear. I was chanting. And my brother, Victor Simon, looked at me and said, that this thing is too local, Jare. And maybe, I don't know, I felt bad and stopped it. Today, one young boy is 30 years old. His prophetic chanting have opened blind eyes. The deaf have heard. Miracles have happened everywhere. And the last time we checked, he too was worth above $10 million. They are twins, himself and his brother. But God choose one out of two to show that it can happen anywhere. How many of you are from Akwa Ibom? Mama, before now, everybody gave the impression that God is only using people from the west and the north. A young apostle in the city of Lagos. His name is Apostle Emmanuel Irene. Apostle Emmanuel Irene. Planted church. Started full-time pastoral work at 22. Got married to this Yoruba beautiful girl at 24. And excuse me, sir, at 34, he is pastoring a church capacity in the same Lagos that everybody says is too crowded. They have taken everybody, 7,000 membership. With more than 184 churches all across the globe. Small boy. If you see him, you know what his members call him? Why am I the only person here? Pastor, you are there. The last time we also check his net worth, he too is worth above $10 million US dollars in physical cash. So excuse me, these people are not only praying alone. These people are not only doing prophetic work alone. These people are not chanting alone. These people are also, God is blessing them financially too. So anybody who tells you that God will lift you up, excuse me, poverty is not synonymous to holiness. Do you know the difference between us and these our brothers? You know these our brothers? I call them the Ishmaelite. My brother Ishmael. The people, money. It's their money power and their cutlass power they use. In the north, they will put cutlass on your neck and say, receive Muhammad now or we cut your head. Deny Jesus or we cut your head. In the east and in Akwa Ibom, they are not bringing cutlass. They bring money. Hello? How many of you are from Igbo here? Wave your hands. Well, lift it up very high. wake up and pray. Do you know where we have the biggest mosques in Africa? Abakeleke. The biggest mosques. Not in Zamfara. Not in Kaduna. Not in Jos. Abakeleke. The biggest mosques. Money power. And they come, the Alhaji Nambi, Alhaji Kalu, Alhaji Uche. Were you not there when one pastor from Redeem repented and they gathered money and gave? The other day, when they repented, it was, you know, where they were. The governor then was Rochas. He too gave them 1 million. Christians were becoming Muslims. A Christian governor gave them money too. Pastor, why are you saying all this? We need money power to also conquer in this generation. How many of you have seen P. Daniels? You seen that boy? He too struggled like he used to struggle. But P. Daniels, one of Redeem's youngest pastors, 10,000 people gather to hear him every month. In that, there are 12 hours of prayer. They do a monthly 12 hours of prayer retreat. They call it Young Ministers Retreat. Thousands gather. He too, the last time we checked, he was worth above $10 million in Naira and Kobo. Men are praying, heaven is answering. We arrive at a generation where I say, try this God and see. I say, I'm putting my own life on the line. My wife used to tell me, Mommy, I didn't believe that once your life is correct, things will be correct around your life. Favor will come. My father used to also say it in another way. Be there. So I don't know how it happened. I don't know how it happened. I fell into temptation. You are calling sexual immorality falling into temptation. You are calling having sex temptation. Satan is finishing your tomorrow. You are calling it temptation. Look to your neighbor and say, wake up. People are waking up. You wake up. Why are you looking at me like that? Excuse me. I tie your suffering to sin. I don't care how you see it. I tie it to sin. Sir, some people are suffering. There are people who don't know what suffering is. God is using them to show Satan that he is God. Why should you suffer two times? When you were growing up on campus, you suffer. Now you are married, must you suffer? Is your name Brother Suffer? Excuse me. Mommy, they don't believe me. I say, try Jesus and see. Mom, sir, he said when your ways pleases God, what happened? He will make even your enemies. They just come and say, I don't know why I'm giving you money. Take. At peace with you. The people who should say they should not favor you are the people saying, if you don't favor that one, you will die. They are the one who don't like you. They are the one fighting for you. Just try him and say, I want to run. If I were to continue, you have seen Michael Oropo. You have seen Joshua Selman. You have seen Jerry Eze. At less than 40, 200,000 people gather every morning to join him in prayer. You think a man woke up all of a sudden and look at the world and say, what God cannot do does not exist. He had an encounter somewhere. And hey, if you have an encounter, men will encounter your God. Don't come here and lead in worship. Go back and live in sin and want your life to be better. Hello? Don't wear... Are you a soldier? Eh? Are you a soldier? See, they can't even answer. You are a soldier in the army of the Lord, and you are wearing your shirt is the soldier uniform of the Lord. Your trouser is the soldier uniform of Satan. The day both of them will catch you, they will kill you at the same time. You think God does not kill? He will shoot thinking it is Satan. Satan too will shoot thinking it is. Why are you looking at me like that? Stop speaking in tongues and living in sin. God has settled some people in this world. Tell me why he won't settle you. Tell me why he won't handle your matter. I share two things and I close for this service. When I come back, I give you the remedy. Two things why people are late in life. Number one, sin. Sir, what have you been saying since? I want to emphasize it again. Sin and wrong lifestyle. Proverbs 14 verse 34 says, righteousness does what? Talk now. And sin is what? Righteousness makes a nation. Sin disgraces any nation. Sin. 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 Sisters, can I talk to you before I go? I don't think if there are married people here, they won't be up to 5%. If you are married and you're a woman, put your hands up and put it down. Don't let them see you too much. Just do like this and bring it down. Okay. Can I talk to you? When you sleep with an a boy, stop looking at me like that. It's not a boy. It's an a boy that cannot pay dowry and wants to enjoy what people who pay dowry. Don't interpret it to those who don't understand. When you sleep with an a boy, he does not lose too much. You lose. You get this virgin, they take your glory, they take your star and stunt your tomorrow. Bad enough, you get pregnant. Look, the way you are looking at me, none of you would like to carry pregnancy without father and come to lecture hall. Is there anyone here? Let me see your hand. You will now go home and sit at home. True or false? Because you won't like to come to lecture. Your classmates are asking you who is the father. You have no explanation. Now, which day they come pay money? Nothing to say. Can I talk to you? Then bad enough. If you get pregnant and all of you, they take pills. They are not here. Brother, they are not here. They are not in chapel of praise. They take pills. And mommy, it becomes what do they call that thing? Ectopic. Ectopic means it's growing outside the womb. Then it ruptures. Once it ruptures, you have small time to be alive if nothing is done quickly. Young ladies, can I use I told my sister when I was burying her that I would tell her sister. I'll tell her story to every young lady I meet. Can I tell you the truth? My younger sister got ectopic. Long story cut short, she died. We didn't know until they said I should come and carry her cups. A brother from church, our church, look at me. They are in church too. But can I shock you? Can I shock you? You lose your glory, you lose your virginity, you lose your sanity, you lose your star, then finally you die. Can I shock you? The brother will go and ask God for mercy. And I hope you know the answer. Mommy, will God say, you kill my daughter? I will. This our God? Except it's another God. If it is this our God, he will have mercy. Mommy, he forgave the brother after I buried my sister. On his wedding day, they brought me to be MC. To be leader of service. The pastor wanted to be sure I have forgiven him.
They will do trouble. Your village people will say, he killed our sister. You are gone and gone. And if you did not repent, you will suffer here and go to hellfire. Hell is real. Sin is a reproach to anybody. If you like the fine sister, no pimple, no dimple. Hell is hell. Brothers, I know because I say you will not lose anything. You think you are free. Look at me. If you are a brother, look to another brother sitting next to you, say, Zibop. Don't let that local government chairman in between your legs lead you. He will lead you to death. You are not talking now. Say, bro. Don't let that local government chairman in between your legs lead you. Don't let your erection be your direction. What is it? Now let you get them. Look for padlock. Lock this thing and throw away the key, Jare. This thing is finishing your life. Every time you go and fetch water, if HIV day, you fetch. Gonorrhea day, you fetch. That is physical. In the spiritual, your life is cutting short. Your destiny is tampered with. I cannot preach that today. No time. Anywhere your erection is going, you came to church. People came to hear Jesus. You are looking for which girl? That one face, you know, Zen person if you talk to, in face too strong. I see the other one. She's been laughing since. Oh, fine girl. In church. Instead of, mommy, they are looking at me. I was preaching somewhere. I won't tell you the place. And I came around. I thought the brother was, I'm not joking, life story. Not somebody say I caught the brother. I thought he was reading Bible. That's why when I see people using phone in church, all of you are suspects. I have caught one before. Mommy was watching blue film. Why are you surprised? Some of these people are surprised. Some of them do it. Okay, they are not here. In a church, holiness church like this. And you know, this my eyes are very sharp at this my age. You know how they can reduce the screen sharpness, so that the other person sitting won't see. But me, I came, I saw. And I collected the phone. Whap! He started begging. I said, should I show the church? He started begging. You know me, I'm not a full-time pastor. Like mommy. Mommy is pastor. Me, I'm evangelist. We scatter and arrange. Let me go home and leave you. Let me go home. Huh? He said, this pastor is wicked though. Why would he threaten the brother like that? If I don't do him like that, he will do it again next time. You think it's his first time? He's saying in his heart, let that man finish preaching. Mo, they go house jaw. What is the matter? Now let him come. I said, I was going to give you two, but my conscience won't let me go on. I want to stop here. Sin is a reproach. Sin has finished plenty people. Sin, one day, 34,000 people got consumed. Go and ask. See, some of you think we are in grace era. So you are misbehaving in church. Sir? Mommy, if God will forgive this generation, he will need to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. We are worse than Sodom now. You see some of these sisters. That's why, brothers, every morning you wake up, say, Father, stop that girl's dance. They come to church on Sunday, they look like people of God. And as they are going to class tomorrow, you know the latest fashion now? Before, our trouble was these brothers who do zagging. Is it zagging or zagging? Whichever, you know the name.
It was our trouble. They used their cloth to sweep the whole of Agbadem campus. We were having problem with it. But now, we don't even see those brothers anymore. You know the one we see now? No pants, sisters, no bra. That's fashion, no bra. See them, they are looking fine, fine in church. If you catch any of them on going to class tomorrow without bra, report them to mommy. Mommy knows how to flog. Don't carry cano. Tell mommy, say, that sister in choir, I saw, snap the picture and bring. Because sometimes mommy will not be able to believe that kind, that our prayer warrior choir sister is not true. Snap the picture, bring. Send to mommy so that she will not know you are the one. Mommy has special cane. Go and ask. What's your name? Etoro? They should come and ask you. All the canes you used to receive. It's written on mommy already. That when I drop this microphone, I will receive my own cane. Am I aware? Am I aware? Rise to your feet. Oh, yigi, yigi, yo. Alakoso aru. Alakba wieda. Eima lolo gojulo. I want to pray for two sets of people. The first set of people I want to pray for. I'm a Christian. I want to renew my covenant with Jesus. The second set of people I want to pray for. If the trumpet sound today, I'm not sure I will make it. Meet me here. I'm going to count 1 to 5. I'm not going to ask anybody to close their eyes. I'm going to ask you to come. I want to rededicate myself to you, Jesus. And the other set is, I want to give my life to Jesus. At the count of 5, meet me here. 1, 2. There's a song, is in my heart, but I can't remember it. It's a Yoruba song. Mumi de leo. Good Holy Spirit.